أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن من ذلك من الشاهدين الشاهدين بقلب سليم. We have explained last session that verily man is in loss. And now we come to إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. He said, verily man is, are in loss except, so we said, explained in that insan al khus. Now except those alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Except those who believe and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to the truth. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا means they believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ they do righteous things, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ and recommend one another to truth. And we have explained part of الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and we explained that Allah said except those who believed, they know they are not in loss. It's not enough to be a robot Muslim or a mechanical Muslim, but you have to be a, not a robot, but you have to be a human being that not doing everything mechanically, but you have to feel it and taste it and act on it. And that's why is a big difference between Iman Muslim who is a believed in Allah and the Mu'min. And that's why we explained in Surah Al-Hujurat last time that the bad ones to recite.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم.
We explained that yesterday, last session. He said Surah Al-Hujurat verse 14. The Bedouin say, we believe. They said, we believe. قالت الأعراب آمن. He said no. قل لم تؤمن. Don't say you believe. No. Say you believe not. But you only say we have surrendered in Islam. Means we have accepted. Yet you are not Mu'min. Iman doesn't enter your heart. When iman enter, when faith enter your heart, then you are a mu'min. Then you can say aman. So the Bedouin say, we believe. Say, you believe not, but you only say, we have surrendered in Islam. For faith has not yet entered your heart. That's a big difference. That's huge. People today, we are mu'min. You are not Mu'min. You are Muslim. And that's why we are in loss. Why we are in loss? Not in Akhirah,
Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Muslims, Allah giving them shafa'atul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and rahmatullah. But we are in dunya in love, and that's why we are seeing, look at yourself today. Are Muslims winning anything? They are losing. Every day they are worse than yesterday, than before. And Sayyidina Umar said, if tomorrow is not better than today that I am living in, it's better for me underground. So don't blame on others. Blame it on yourself. And that's why he said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily human beings are in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا means those who are few, rare. النَّادِرْ كَالْمَعْدُومِ. The rare is like something not existing. You say, Adam, what's Adam in English? Tahir? Not existing. Something that is not there. So the rare, something rare, as if doesn't exist. So where are these moments? There are awliya Allah, they are hidden. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Men who kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never change, they are always straightforward. And that's why he said, those who are not in loss are those who are mu'min. Those who the faith entered their heart. What Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the faith entered your heart, when iman entered your heart, what Prophet said? اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. Be aware of the vision. فراسة. What's فراسة, طاهر? فراسة is like something you can understand when you look at someone from the purity that Allah gives to that mu'min. When he look at someone, he can see what is in his heart. He said, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن. Why Prophet has to say, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن if it doesn't exist? Because today people say, how you know? How you know their heart? That's ghaib, unseen, it's only for Allah. Allah didn't say that. That's in dunya. That's still in dunya. Unseen, علم الغيب, لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله. That he didn't give to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that he didn't give to Prophet. That secret is ghaib. Whatever Prophet Allah gave to Prophet is not anymore ghaib, is ilm al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The knowledge of Prophet. علوم الأولين والآخرين قد أتيت جوامع الكلم. Allah gave him the knowledge of language, of talking. And he said, Allah gave me علوم الأولين والآخرين, what's before and what's after. So that's not ghaib anymore. Ghaib is only what in hidden from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even Prophet doesn't know. Ghaibun mutlaq, absolute unseen. No one can understand the Creator. But creation, Allah gave it. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah make under your control what is ever in heavens and earth. So how it is ghaib then? Is that? Allah gave you, say, go. Ya ma'tal al-jinni wal-ins, O man and human being and jinn. In stata'atum an tanfudhu min aqtari samawati wal-art, fanfudhu, la tanfuduna illa bisultan. O jinn and man, if you can penetrate through the atmosphere of earth and heavens, do it. You can do it only except by a power, a sultan. And we are not explaining that today, but Allah gave that for you. Gave that something that you have to discover it. That is still in dunya. 200 years ago, if you ask someone, there is a big, huge building flying like a bird. You say, what is this? What you are saying? If a person comes from that at that time, a wali, a mu'min, illa alladhina aman, what Allah is describing in here in this verse, say, there is a building flying. There will be a building flying. You see, how you know ghaib? Allah didn't give His knowledge to anyone. It happened. You have it now. These aeroplanes. 50 years ago or 60 years ago, anyone thought that this rocket and satellites, you can speak with cordless, wireless phone? What you call them? Wireless phone? Cell phones? Prophet mentioned them in a hadith, in his hadith, that people is going to talk, I'm putting that in a book, people is going to talk with the whip, the leather that comes from the whip that they hit the sheep with it, or the donkeys, or that it has a string. They are going to talk from that, such kind of strings. If you look at the device today, it has that antenna, like a string, you can talk from one person to another. Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah gave, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min. Be aware of the vision of the believer. He can see what is in the heart. Don't come and say, no, it cannot. There is no such thing in dunya wali. There are awliya Allah. Allah specified that. Everyone is in loss except awliya Allah. Illa alladhina aman. Iman means the light of perfection. Enter the heart to that one who is ready to receive it. We are ready when we become Muslim. We means we put the satellite, the dish. You want the, what you call that, LBN? LMB? You know the LMB? No? The LMB is that small part that it receives these magnetic fields and it throw it on the, and pick it up from the dish and send it to your TV. So you have the satellite. You have the dish. But does it, dish is, anything can be dish. But what you need? Even if you have a dish without LMB, doesn't mean anything. Because it cannot have that, cannot receive that wavelength of magnetic field that can be coming hearing and vision. Can see and hear. Only you need that LMB. So, it's Muslims, when they say we have become Muslim, convert to Islam, or they are raised Muslim, they have that dish. You want the LMB, you have to be mu'min. And when you can be mu'min, when the iman enter your heart, means al-nur, kamal al-nur, al-nur al-kamali, the perfect light, having the light of the attributes that we explained yesterday. In the last session, you have to follow these tapes. You cannot every time bring one. So we are relating to what you have mentioned in the previous session. So the dish is the light that is ready to receive. It is a ready instrument. When you become Muslim, it is a ready instrument to hook on it al-nur al-kamali, the perfect light. So you have al-nur al-istidadi, what you say in Arabic, the light that ready to receive the perfect al-nur al-kamali, the light that it is perfect, heavenly light. So it has to have that LMB in order to get it and transmit that light and coordinate it with each other. Means it relates, subhanAllah, how this give you an example. You have to have a a dish with an LMB, if you have it without a satellite in the atmosphere above Earth, there is no connection. Mm-hmm. You can have that dish, doesn't mean anything. You can have the satellite up. If you don't have the dish, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. You cannot receive. That means everything because it's heavenly. So the light that's coming from heaven, and Nur al-Kamali, the perfect light, heavenly light, it's coming. But what you need the other collection, Nur al-Istidadi, the light that is ready to receive the heavenly light, to coordinate together and to relate like a tunnel. One coming from one side, one coming from another side, they meet together, they sparkle. When they sparkle, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they do good. They عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, يعني to do something that is good deeds. And good deeds must be pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. No dunya relationship. Must be akhira only relationship. So Muslim, always he does his best, but everything he does, still he has connection with dunya. Mu'min, dunya is gone from his heart. In his heart, he said, وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ in Surah Al-Hujurat, when the iman enter your hearts, then you can do something for akhirah. It's that time it's for akhirah, pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are doing something pure for Allah, iman entering, if you relate it with this verse of Surah Al-Asr, أَمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, in the other verse, they have to enter the iman in their hearts. So when the iman enter the heart, you do good. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, then your actions are in the right way. Then your investment in Allah's heavenly treasures, you are investing there. You are going to find تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورُ. Your trade is never going to be in loss. اللهم ارزقنا تجارة لن تبور. A trade that never fade. Huh? That doesn't go. Or, yeah, doesn't decrease. Always increasing. تجارة لن تبور is when you sell, you get rid of what is bad, what is fanny, something that is going to disintegrate. Means you are this dunya or this body or going to disintegrate. So you substitute it with something that doesn't going to disintegrate, but going to be eternal. Akhirah. So, you throw the dunya from your heart, you accept the akhirah from the other side. حَيْثُ بَاعُوا الْفَانِ الْخَسِيسِ وَاشْتَرَوا الْبَاقِ النَّفِيسِ, where they sell the something that, the one that disgusted, you disgust here in dunya something that you don't like, this dunya, this, the whole wealth you are seeing, and you hope the whole, there are people, they have high, huge buildings, palaces, yachts, aeroplanes, that is all going. It's not going to stay eternal. That doesn't going to last. What's going to last? جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, paradises, as Allah described in Holy Quran, flowing under it rivers. That is ever living. So those mu'mins, they sold this worthless dunya and they bought the priceless akhirah. Through what? Through their investment of their amal. That it is pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, Allah.
So, they gave up everything for eternal life, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward them with what is good. So those mu'min who do good, when they do good, what they are going to face in their lives? They are going to face in their life obstacles. When you are going to do something in the way of Allah, millions of problems come on your head. Is that? Shaitan comes through every way possible. Through your life, through your work, through your home, through your children, through your wife, through your husband, through your father, through your mother, in every direction, means in general I'm speaking, complain, criticize, complain, complain, make your life hell. So what Allah said, because for those mu'min who are doing good, He said, tawasaw bil haqq. Try to recommend to each other the good things. He said, and recommend one another to the truth. If you get all these difficulties in your head, on your head, from your boss in the work, or from your brother in the mosque, or from your sister in the mosque, or from your wife in the house, or from your husband in your house, or from your son, or from your daughter, what you have to do? Keep that, recommend to one another the truth. Keep that nasiha, advice. Try to say to that one who is gossiping and coming to your mind, to your ears, to your heart, try to say, no, I'm not going to listen to what confusion you are creating. I'm going to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only prophet that he never did something. All prophets are ma'soom, protected. But if we go to the seerah, we saw that Sayyidina Ibrahim, when they come to Sayyidina Ibrahim, they asked him, intercede for us in the judgment. They say, I cannot. They say, why you cannot? He said, I cut all the neck of these idols, statues. And when they, and only the big one, I didn't cut his head. When they come to me asking me, I said to them, why you are asking me? Go and ask the head of the idol. So I hide from them the reality. Sayyidina Musa, he said, I cannot intercede. I killed someone. So all prophets, except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he say, Ana laha, I am for it. Shafa'atullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what you have to do is, those who are mu'min and they are doing good deeds, they have to recommend these good deeds to each other. You have to advise your wife. You have to advise your husband. You have to advise your son, your daughter, the one that you are related to, in order that you can bring them into the garden of heaven, to be like a flower in that garden. with a different color, nice color. So when you look at that garden, that all of your friends and family look at them, you can see them different colors of flowers. There, it's nice to the eye. تواصوا بالحق. They recommend truth to each other, not like today, they recommend to each other conspiracy. I go to someone, I say to him, do this, and he will do it. I know he's going to get hurt from the other one. So people try today to, what you say in English? Controversy. Say things to make problem, confusion to each other. That's what we see today. You don't find anyone trying to say the truth and keep the truth to give a good advice, not to betray from the back. Today everyone is betraying the other from the back. Even in same community, you find brothers are deceiving each other, sisters are deceiving each other, women are deceiving each other, friends, girlfriends are deceiving each other, boyfriends, they are brothers in Islam are deceiving each other, sisters in Islam are deceiving, everyone trying to become the boss or speak on the other one. Backbiting. Not only backbiting. There is ghiba, there is namima, there is buhtan. Ghiba is backbiting. Namima is to spread controversy. Say something to him, which is to create problem with this one. Buhtan is say something that it is not true. That is not true, you created it. And you say this person did it. To make him look bad. Three kinds of bad elements that Prophet ﷺ prohibited us. Ghiba, namima, and buhtan. And this you find it today with people. He said, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ means drop these things from your heart and always give a right advice. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْصَبْرِ. When you are going to recommend the truth and do good, what are going to happen? You are going to be counting the sticks that people are going to beat you with. So he said, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْصَبْرِ. Be patient. Recommend patience to each other. There are how many people in prisons that are innocent and they are being beaten by sticks and they put them in these tires. You know that? You saw that before? Where you saw it? In Indonesia? I saw it. They put people in tires, big tires. And they make these tires to run. And they run quickly by electricity. And the man is sitting inside, torturing them. Then they put their hands in a machine, they pull their nails out. Torture. You saw that? No. Must be. They are not mentioning nails. So, of us, they bring electricity, high voltage, and they give it to you. So, all kind of torturing for innocent, because you are doing good only. So, what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, be patient. One Mufti, he was telling me, Mufti of Albania, Sabri Koci, before they released him, he was in prison for 30 years when communists took Albania. And he is Hafiz of Quran. So he came out from prison of age 79, 78.
They took him at the age of 50, 55, something like that. 30 years, 30 more years. He came to our conference. And he was telling me that if they see him praying, they put electricity in. He said in Ramadan he is fasting. They force them to eat pork. And he said, for 35 years, I tried to keep praying through my eyes. They are monitoring us. And he said, I used to recite Quran to keep myself patient. Because he memorized the whole Quran. So he's keeping memorizing, reciting. 35 years in prison. Many of them, he said, died. Alhamdulillah, Allah kept me alive. And he is now the most blessed. So these are the tawasaw in the tawasaw bis-sabr. They kept patient on the torturing and abusing of people. I'm not going to be too long, I have to cut it. So you have to tawasaw bil-sabr is tawasaw bil-haq and tawasaw bil-sabr means you have to keep that relationship of good and patience in yourself and recommend it to others and try to bring up the issue of the self that you have existing in yourself for enemies. Nafs dunya hawa shaitan. So always you have to speak with your spirit, telling your spirit to adjust it. No, these are your enemies. They want you to be down. So be careful. So always to remind yourself, and nafs mutmainna, always you have to remind the peaceful self about the other selves that they are in you, trying to destroy you from within yourself. And that's why awliyaullah guide their followers to teach them how to destroy these enemies. Nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan. The ego, the desire, bad desires, dunya, this wealth and this pleasure, what we are seeing in this life, and shaitan and the evil or shaitan devil from gossiping into your mind. So these four enemies, there are awrad, different azkar that the shaykh gives to destroy them. But people, when Sheikh tells them do this, because he inherited from his Sheikh, and his Sheikh from his Sheikh, and his Sheikh. So through these 1400 years of inheritance of this azkar, it developed a code you use to, for a credit card, ATM, if you want to withdraw money, you have to put a code. It gives you the money. Even you have the card, you put it there without the code, doesn't mean anything. So if you don't put this name, beautiful name, with this beautiful name together and read them in a right sequence, you will not open that. You are not able to open that lock and destroy that shaitan who is there. Like today, they have these games. I see the children playing these games. One door open to another door, one thing open to another, is not. You cannot go to the end from beginning. You have to go through whole process. So how these scholars of today, these self-styled scholars, matchbox scholars, are what they say, yashdaqun, yatashaddaqun, they speak loudly as if no such thing exists, because they are short-sighted. They cannot see what is there. They cannot open the game even. That is a game against your shaitan. Allah gave you how to open to reach the far end of the way that you can seek in order to reach heavenly presence. What is necessary to understand is, in order to reach الفوز بالحياة الأبدية والسعادة السرمدية يعتمد على التواصل بالحق وتواصل بالصبر. If you want to succeed in the eternal life and the eternal happiness, you have to understand that you have to be patient in your life, not to complain. You be like a leaf of a tree. You know now in this, what you call now, fall or autumn? Fall, you see all these leaves dropping. And the wind comes, what happens? It takes the leaf right or left. When you become like that, wind takes you right, takes you left, means no will. When you submit your will to Allah's will, to Prophet's love, to your Shaykh's love, and you say, Ya Rabbi, you know better, no complaint. Not bugging, eating the ears of your wife or eating the ears of your husband. All the day fight. Not resting. I am positive 100% sure that every wife of yours and every husband of yours, both sides, are eating the ears of the other. Is that? First. It's impossible. Because shaitan comes. Shaitan has nothing except coming to you, to your ear, and say, look, your wife is doing this, your wife is doing this, your wife is doing this. You go and fight. Or shaitan go to your wife, he said, your husband is doing this, your husband is doing this, your husband is doing this. Oh, he's cheating on you, he's cheating on you, he's cheating on you. Oh, there will be problem. He comes to you. He says, oh, your wife is spending your money. Your wife is spending your money. Oh, you're fine. Huh? She's spending your money? Okay. And we end up with this hadith. وروي عنه عليه السلام. It is said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Asr he gave an oath in the time, means what we have explained before, what is the time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, means he is meaning Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl, the uncle of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was coming against him and trying to kill Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is in loss. أن Abu Jahl لفي خسر, means anyone who has this, who has صفته كصفة Abu Jahl, is like him. Means if his characters are like the characters of Abu Jahl, then he is in loss. Means be aware. Abu Jahl likes to be the boss. Don't be the boss. Abu Jahl likes to be fight with everyone. Don't fight with everyone. Submit. Say, Ya Rabbi, I am a sinful person. What I can do? Forgive me. And try not to raise your hand. You are going to put your hand under grave, in the grave. Your head is in the grave, inside. Why you are raising your head in dunya? Try to bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prostrate. Don't create fitna at home. Don't create fitna at work. Don't create fitna at mosque. Don't create fitna in your community. This dunya is not going to give you anything. Now I know for sure, 100%, what, as soon as we go outside from this mosque, from this door, we forgot what we have spoken already. Everyone begins to fight. That's for sure. That's how the shaitan is playing with everyone. He said Allah gave an oath by the time that Abu Jahl is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And Allah is describing who are these in the الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا is إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أي أبا بكر رضي الله عنه. The one that he is considered mu'min, no, nothing can say no is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَةِ, the one that been described in doing the good deeds for Islam is Sayyidina Umar, he said. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَةِ أي عُمَر radiallahu anhu. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and those who kept the truth, the bridges, the relationship between the others is Sayyidina Uthman ibn Nurayn. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, the one that was the most patient and carried. Sayyidina Umar was not patient. Sayyidina Umar was, anyone say something he doesn't like, cut his neck. Symbolically. Always he likes to be haq. He said to Prophet, are we on haq? Prophet said, yes. He said, why you are calling azan hiddenly? I'm going to call from top of the building. He went up and calling azan. And then children of Quraysh throwing him with stones. Standing the unbelievers to throw him with stones. So when he makes a hayya ala salah, looking right, he's looking who is hitting him from the right side. Who is hitting him? Then hayya ala al-falah, looking who is on the left. When he went down, he went to their parents. So,
Allah.
Sayyidina Uthman was peaceful. Was, yani, he likes to build relationships. He doesn't want to fight. Sayyidina Ali was patient. He carried all the difficulty of Sayyidina Muhammad. That's why he said, أنا مدينة العلم وعلي باب. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. So that hadith of Prophet is explaining Surah Al-Asr. That Allah is giving oath by Asr, by time, that Abu Jahl is in loss and all those who is the same character, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who are believers, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, is Abu Bakr, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, like Sayyidina Umar, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, like Sayyidina Uthman, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, like Sayyidina Ali رضي الله. And it was explained like that by the son of Ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah رضي الله عنه. And Shafi'i, روي عن الشافعي رحمه الله أنها سورة لو لم ينزل إلى الناس إلا هي لو لم ينزل إلى الناس إلا هي لكفتهم. Shafi'i said, if that surah is enough, if there was not any other surah came in Holy Quran revealed to Prophet except that surah, it was enough to teach them the way to heavenly presence, to paradise. وهو معنى قول غيره إنها شملت جميع علوم القرآن. And other than Imam Shafi'i, they said that other scholars that Surah Al-Asr, in it you can find the whole knowledge of Holy Quran. It was wrapped in Surah Al-Asr. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah keep us in the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmatil fadl of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmatil fadl.